Yes, it's time to tackle one of those topics. It's a topic to do with children, parenting. Oh, they're always very contentious. Parent shaming. Let's start off by saying we all want to raise our kids to be independent, right? I mean, yeah, you'd hope that would be a prerequisite of parenting. You want them to grow up, be resilient, be robust, do their own thing, not rely on you. But when it comes to actually doing it, things can get a little dicey. For example, how do you feel about letting them walk to school themselves? Would you be worried about stranger danger? I'm putting my hand up there. I am. Or would you be worried about them getting, you know, run over on dangerous roads? Putting my hand up, I'd be worried about that. Would you also perhaps be worried about other people judging you for letting them walk to school alone? New research from La Trobe University has found many parents are worried that family, friends, teachers will disapprove of them for allowing their kids to go, basically to walk to school without an adult. One of the study's authors is Professor Jan Nicholson. She joins me now. Hello.
Hello, Patricia.
I am so fascinated by this, the psychology of what other parents think. Tell me what your survey found.
Well, this was really interesting because it wasn't something that we expected. First of all, what we found is that parents evaluate the risks and they weigh them up and they look at the traffic and they look at the safety of the neighbourhood and the extent to which, you know, there's other people on the streets, and they look at their children's skills. But one of the things that is a really strong factor in whether they let their children out playing independently or walking to school is what they think other people will think of them.
Okay, that's incredible because I'm a bit of a nervous Nelly as a parent. My partner is less nervous, but I'm like, oh, cars. Cars are my big thing. I'm frightened of cars for crying out loud. You know, they don't always adhere to the road rules. I wouldn't have thought about other parents so much. Why do you think this is such an overwhelming issue for parents?
Well, I think that's part of how our society is at the moment. There's a lot of judgment. I mean, you just need to go onto social media and you can see people condemning people for what they do. But people also, and you know, I think back to my own parents' generation. You know, my mother never wanted to do something that the neighbours would disapprove of. And that's the same kind of thing here. Parents don't want to be the ones whose kids are running wild, and they don't want to be the ones who are judged to be bad parents because they're not protecting their child's safety enough.
So now, are they actually, do you think they're being judged about this, or is it perceived disapproval? You just mentioned social media. I mean, there is clearly some judgment, but is it exaggerated? Is it all in our heads a little bit?
It's hard to know that. I mean, certainly the parents that we interviewed, and we interviewed around 2,000 parents across Victoria, and they said that you know, they were concerned that other members of their family, that friends in the peer group, and that teachers at school would view them negatively if they let their child be independent. So certainly they're sensing it and potentially hearing it.
Wow, I just think it's so fascinating. Did you find the concerns of the parents differed depending also on gender, whether they had sons or daughters?
Absolutely, although it was quite specific. So we looked at kind of fear generally, so concerns about their child's safety. We also sort of dug down on fear of strangers. And for girls, there's a big difference. Parents are much more concerned about their child's safety when it comes to stranger danger if their child is a girl compared to a boy.
That's really interesting. How about differences based on, you know, cultural backgrounds?
Yeah, that came out as well. And once again, what we found was that non-Australian born or parents who spoke a language other than English were more concerned about stranger danger than Australian born parents. And I guess that may well reflect kind of a degree of comfort with the environment and how they understand the environment. It could also be a bit of a reflection of the types of neighbourhoods that maybe they're living in and the safety there. But certainly there was a strong gender effect and a strong ethnic effect.
How about class? I'm always interested to hear about this because I was a bit of a latchkey kid. I had to walk alone at a very young age and then stayed home until my mum returned from a factory. I mean, that was the reality, and that was just the economic reality. How much is that part of the story?
I don't think that was a huge part of it. I mean, it comes in there, and again, with stranger danger, we saw that related to parental background and, you know, their level of education. But this is something that influences parents of all classes. And of course, what we see now, which is different from when I was growing up, is that generally we've got both parents working, and that's across high-income and low-income families. So it is an issue that's affecting all types of families.
That's interesting, because I suppose that's a story about women's participation in work, isn't it? You know, whereas it would have been working class families where both people had to work in the past, now people are working for different reasons as well.
That's right, that's right. And what was quite interesting is that parents do develop strategies around how they feel more comfortable with their children being more independent and having more freedom to move around. And things like getting children to practice the behaviours that you want them to have. So, you know, teaching them how to walk to school, actively practicing it with them. And then when they first go off on their own, following them and observing them and checking that they're doing it right.
Thank you.
The other thing that's important is the neighbourhood and having other people looking out for them.
That's for sure. Hey, thank you so much, Professor Jan Nicholson.
Thanks, Patricia.
She is from La Trobe University and has done a big study into this, Professor Jan Nicholson. My grandfather used to secretly follow me as I walked to the train station to ensure nothing bad happened once I caught him, like secretly, just to make sure no one bothered me. Kind of cute in retrospect, mortifying at the time. 0418 226 576.